Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
My next guest is Stephen James Smith, is a poet, a Shanachie, a curator who has amassed millions of views for his spoken word poetry videos online. The created events are called Therapy Sessions and are a staple of the first Fortnite Festival, which takes place over the next 2 weeks. And Stephen joins me now on the phone. Hi, Stephen.
How's it going, Brendan? I'm feeling guilty already. I'm looking at 4 kettlebells I need to dust down after your chat with the Dale.
Drop and give me 20, Stephen. How are you this morning, sir?
New year, new me and all that.
Yeah. Take the day off. Come back on Monday. How are you? We'll talk about your night in a moment. But I mean, we probably made a lot of people feel guilty. You have my full permission to pull out that selection box for sure. But listen, I want to talk about your work. You're a poet or spoken word poet. What's the difference?
Oh, God, it's a big debate there. To be honest with you, I think it's just a rebranding of our ancient tradition.
Oh, nice.
I probably feel more connected with being a Shanachie, as it were. Like, I'm just happy around the fireplace telling poems to people without any kind of amplification. I love going to the Stowe Writers Week. It's a real kind of natural place for it to be there and to listen to my elders. And that's what I feel more connected with as I go along. But the whole spoken word thing is just kind of handy as a rebranding of what's actually been going on all along.
It actually makes the word poetry sound more poetic, if you like, doesn't it?
You think? Yeah,
I think spoken word makes it sound more, for me anyway, it just conjures
it's
up something.
It's oral art form. It existed before, you know, the printing press.
Of course it did, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess for me, I'm also dyslexic, as it happens, so I might struggle with reading, but I love going along to poetry events and hearing other people reciting their own words and bringing them to life. So that's kind of how I first engaged, and going to the theatre as well was a big part for me for engaging with literature in a different way.
So it's a new way of reframing, as I'm just reading here in the brief, it's our old oral culture. And we would be, I suppose, very proud of our heritage in terms of being Irish, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. I mean, like, I'm an elf and now, like, I've been at this for about 20 years and was going on before there was any kind of YouTube or anything like that going on, and people just reciting in the corner of a bar. But it's really taken off now across the island, which is great to see. And there's a whole crop of a new generation of poets coming through, which are just I'm constantly inspired and amazed by.
And did you always love poetry? When I was in school, I actually used to see poetry a bit like maths. I used to try and crack it, try and understand what they were trying to say.
Yeah. I didn't dislike it, but I was probably better at like construction studies and physics and even home economics.
Really?
I'm a relatively good cook.
Right.
So that was my thing. But then I learned to play a little bit of guitar when I was in school. In transition year, that was an option. And I tried to write a few songs, as it happens. And then one thing led to... I'm essentially a failed musician, to be quite honest with you. You know what I mean? And then I heard a bit of poetry, and I thought it'd be full of weird people, went along and was. It was great crack. And it just broke down that stigma of what you think a poet might be. And all of a sudden you're going to the cinema, you're playing football, you're just doing whatever normal things that people do, but you just happen to be hanging out with poets. And then it just became part of my life. One thing led to another. And that's 20 odd years ago. And I'm really grateful that it tapped me on my shoulder. And it's taken me all around the world and all around the island of Ireland. And it's great. So it is. In fact, I was listening to, when I was driving back from Dublin last night, I live in Wexford now. I was listening to Off the Ball. I might be a poet, but I also happen to like sports and different things. And they were talking about, forgive me now, but they're talking about how poets sometimes are full of bullshit, and actually that could be further from the truth. No, but like, we actually talk about real issues and confront things,
yes,
and give a voice as a subaltern and do all sorts of important work, in my opinion, and do loads of community work.
Go back there,
and
what actually, did you say, give a voice to what?
The subaltern, like kind of the downtrodden.
Love that.
You know, that maybe that's me being full of bullshit. Use me fancy words.
I don't know what that word is, but I love it. Thank you. Send that in a postcard to me.
I'll use it. I'm cursing. Beg your pardon.
I'll be saying that constantly for the day. Brilliant word. So listen, there's elements of bardic poetry, pretending I know what that is, hip hop, and even theatre. So we want to get some sense of that now. You released a new track yesterday. Can we have a little listen to your track here? Listen to this.
Yeah, please.
It's an economic exile. It's an unfair description. It's a chance to be redefined. Day Brady. He'll walk past Brandon, Boy Joshbert, Eden Vale Enterprise. Now you peer into the future with all that rise. We'll all rise until we don't. We'll all want until we won't. We'll all compromise in one way or another. We can all live here because of each other. We'll all rise, we'll all rise, we'll all rise.
We'll all rise. Well, that is absolutely beautiful, Stephen.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm lucky to have talented friends that help me to make those things.
That's stunning. It really is a lovely listen. It really is. So tell us about your event. Events. You have two events, right?
Four. Yeah. So the first
we
one.
We should read these briefs tonight.
Yeah, you're grand. I'll give you the spiel.
Give me the spiel. Go for glory.
This is the 14th year of the festival. I've been involved volunteering for about 13 of those years.
Have you?
It takes place in the first 2 weeks of January because you've probably eaten too many selection boxes. You've had rails with your family. You've drank too much. There's all these issues. You've broken your New Year's resolutions already. I'll dust down my kettlebells now. And, you know, it's sort of that time where maybe you need a bit of an outlet. And the idea is to challenge mental health stigma through the creative art, all sorts of different creative art forms, from poetry, music, theatre, dance, cinema, all sorts of stuff. And I have discussions as well. Then the first fortnight festival isn't just that all year round. They provide creative arts therapy for people that are homeless or at risk of being homeless. There's also a sister project called Mind and Creative Minds, which provides support for people in the arts sector right across the board, from financial planning help to career help to all sorts of stuff. So they do amazing, amazing work. And that's why I got involved. I'm doing three events and helping with the fourth one this year. One is in Wexford Arts Centre, which is almost sold out on the 9th, and that I have a poet called Harry Baker coming over, who just performed in the Royal Albert Hall, and he'll be in collaboration with Baskerville, who did the music for the track he just wrote, listened to the whole track. It's about 6 minutes long. People can find it online. But we have a brand new collaboration there. It's gorgeous. I've been running those events. I've done about 20 of them since I moved to Wexford 4 years ago. And then we're in Dublin in the Workman's. We have Harry again. We have Rachel Hegarty, who's a lecturer in UCD, in Trinity. She's great crack. She's a brilliant poet.
Brilliant.
The Ukrainian band Shoy and Sammy Copey, who's a remarkable musician as well. That event is actually sold out. To be fair, a lot of the events are sold out, so
okay.
People have to go into firstfortnight.ie to try and find out the different things. Then we're off to Belfast at the Dunkern, which is one of my favourite art centres in North Belfast. It's brilliant. The staff there are incredible people. I love going to visit them each year. And then there's another event I'm kind of helping out with in the Workman's called Tung Fu, which is also a mixture of music and poetry and new collaborations. And it's great crack. There's loads more things as well, like Little John Nee. I don't know if you ever heard of Little John Nee.
No, I didn't, but go on.
Brendan, he's amazing. Right. He's one of my all-time heroes. The events obviously aren't just Dublin-centric, because there's 65 events across the island of Ireland, because it can't be just a Dublin-centric conversation. But Little John is touring with his show called Zeitgeist Jukebox.
So
he is used to be like a street performer. He's kind of a cross between Chaplin and like a Shanachie, and he's just this gorgeous spirit. So, his shows are so uplifting.
Stephen James Smith, just to wrap this up so people can find out all the information, it's first fortnight festival, because I have one more guest to get to, and you're amazing. I could talk to you all day, sir.
Absolutely. But,
no, you didn't. You're absolutely fabulous. First fortnight festival, people will find out. Just Google first fortnight and find out all the details for everything they want to know. Stephen James Smith, thank you so much. Happy New Year, sir. Talk to you again soon.